Go ahead, Adriana.
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay. Okay, perfect. First, I want to be sure that we follow. I mean, can you ask people please to mute? I'm driving. It's difficult. Okay. First, I want to be sure that we follow the legal advice from the Pacific attorneys on underwriting and all those things. If David, if you don't have it, I can forward to you what the legal attorney from the advice from the attorney from the foundation sent us long time ago, the guidelines for this.
Yes, I've been working with John. I've been working with John Emoletta, who's our compliance officer.
Yeah, but we have from the attorney, not from the compliance, from the attorney. Okay, the legal, if you want, requirements or what we need to be careful. But that's fine.
Yeah, that's great. Thank you.
I want to say something about. You know, our minority communities, obviously, I'm part of that. And I think that Hispanic, Latino, Spanish, Black, Asian, the minorities, and basically the Spanish minority that is the biggest minority in Houston, we don't feel represented. We don't feel represented in the boards. We don't feel represented in the programming. And it's absolutely true that, you know, we are not that sure, because every time we are, you know, well, I don't want to go through the history that we have, but we have a board that more than once made fun of people the way that talk, myself, they send an Asian person that is a board member to play with the chopsticks. That is part of the things that happen in this board, and the community knows. And the basic thing that really worries me and worries a lot of people when I contact people is that it's a constant waste of money in continuous in unnecessary elections from people that do not understand that no means no. And we keep wasting money that we don't have in things that shouldn't be being wasted. And that is a big, big concern of a lot of donors. I talk to a lot of people that tell me the same, and I understand because I feel the same way. I feel that I'm putting money that goes to pay for things that shouldn't be there. And I'm very sorry, but that's the way that the community feels, and a lot of donors feel that way, and like I said, me too. Okay? Thank you.
Thank you, Adriana, for your comments. Wendy?
I just wanted to remind everybody that this is a finance committee about the budget, and I would love for anybody talking about how to do outreach to any communities and you know, about the all the last 5 or 6 points that have been made are all great for the outreach and development committees, which are right after this.
I think I
had something else when I started, but, you know, okay.
You have something else, Wendy? Go ahead.
I don't remember what it was offhand. It's just I'm now worried about how everybody's going to... Well, never mind. If I didn't say that right, it's not because I don't mean it. I could say it better some other way, but just, you know, what, if we get a stronger radio station, we could do all these things.
Point well taken. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Wendy. I have Dwayne Bart on the chat. Yeah, go ahead, Dwayne.
Yeah, notwithstanding point, since Bill did open up these can of worms, I'm going to continue it with respect to the concept of having sponsors. I would advise you, David, that there is a moratorium. An edict from the Pacific Third National Foundation, of which I've been fighting, to overturn and to at least give some light of day to the concept, even if it's just one or two stations have the authority to be able to do underwriting. I would hope that the majority members of this board would encourage the other three members who represent Houston, Texas, KPFT, to support my effort to allow KPFT to be one of those two stations that may have the authority to do so. And it is under the authority of the PNB, not the station manager, that would set the parameters. So I support underwriting. I don't believe the booger bear that people use to, like Grace Aarons, if I can call her name, that use the what if and these people want to take control of the station, they want to tell us what to put on the air, which is nonsense. I don't believe any of the underwriters, even if I would consider the Mucky Duck an underwriter, since I hear the name of the business about 15 times during any given Saturday or Sunday. But I'm not sure they're paying for those mentions. And I certainly have said over the years, I think they ought to be paying for those mentions because there's a promotion is what it is. Now, I wouldn't be against people being able to mention the Mucky Duck or any other entity or group that's coming to town to the Mucky Duck or any other venue. I just believe it ought to be a reciprocal relationship. And if you've got thousands of people listening to the promotion of that venue and a particular concert that's going to be at that venue, then we ought to get some just compensation for that mention. Now, also, David, I'd like to kind of highlight something that Adriana mentioned, because in your report to the PNB, for the first time, you said something that drove concern of mine. I didn't point it out then, but I am pointing out now, and I'd like to have a private conversation to explore it even more with you with respect to the there was a question that Director Lawrence Reyes brought to you about the grid that I had spoken about being 80% Anglo. And we have an MSA, a Metropolitan Service Area, that is 70% non-Anglo. And your response was, in among other things, was, well, we don't want to move too fast or we'll run away the base. But I want to remind you, it's been the base who's had control for the last 10 to 15 years and the declination of the funds from $1.6 million when I joined this board 12 years ago to almost $800,000. They've been the ones who've been in place. So you need to try something different, and you need to, and we don't really want to hear the conservative mantra that we can't move too fast on it, because 15, 30, 40 years is not moving too fast. But if you try to tap into the 70% of a new base, and the only way you can do that is new programming and changing up things.
And
so
that would be correct, unfortunately.
I would want to say that we've got to change the grid. We've got to bring more non-Anglo shows, not drastically, but certainly at a greater pace than what we've done in the last 5, 10, 15 years.
And I would absolutely agree that the programming does need to change. However, we do have a certain individual that's not allowing that at this time. And I've been dealing with this for 4 months. So until that can change, I have no control over programming.
Okay.
Thank you for that response. Let's see, I have Susie. Thank you for those comments, Dwayne. Susie Moreno.
Yes, I'm just wondering who is this individual that has such a strong hold that we can't move forward?
Excellent question.
I just want to caution. Wait a minute. I want to caution everybody that we're in open session and we're starting to infringe on personnel matters. Go ahead, David.
Okay.
It's just a matter of working with the correct people to get the servers and the access to be able to get into them. That's all I can basically tell you.
Okay. Thank you, David.
Thank you. Thank you for your understanding on that, Susie. We have a small staff. You can kind of put two and two together maybe. I don't know.
Okay.
Anybody else besides Ted?
Yeah, Nancy.
Go ahead.
Go after Ted because I spoke a lot at the beginning.
Go ahead, Nancy.
Okay. Before we had lots of groups, lots of people calling in to express themselves or talk about an event that was coming up or talking about some kind of effort. It was usually right after Democracy Now from 8 to 9. for about 30 minutes, everybody was calling in. And we had lots of groups, nonprofit groups, asking us to make a cart, and we did play them. We did not charge them anything. When we started charging them money for a cart, it was like $75 if we choose the time that it will be played, and $150 if they choose the time it's played. And I forgot for how many times each one was. Well, then the number of carts dropped dramatically. And so we didn't have people in different groups and nonprofit groups calling in anymore because that show went away. And we didn't hear their voices on the air. So I think we did a really big bad mistake doing that, charging the money. So I think we better keep that in mind. How many of those groups call us or ask us? And so at the last LSB meeting, the GM said, okay, go call the nonprofits and tell them to make a 30-second cart. So are we going to tell them it's going to be a charge for it? That's my question.
Bill for the stack.
Thank you, Bill. David, go ahead if you want to respond.
Well, at this point, I do know that the current public service announcements that we've been running have been run into the ground. They're the same five or six that continually play. Would I like to have a group of about 30 or 40 new ones? Absolutely. I personally don't believe that we should be charging for a public service announcement. That's the way I look at it. Public service is, that's exactly what that is. That's a free service. When you have to distinguish the line between what is considered to be a community donation and underwriting, which would be for a business more than it would be a public service. So I don't believe, in my opinion, that we should be charging for a public service. That's the way I look at it.
Okay, thank
Sounds
you.
Like,
because we did have beer commercials, 2017. That's all.
Thank you, Nancy. Okay, behind Nancy, Bill, go ahead, please.
Thank you. I don't ever remember us ever charging for PSAs, and you know that's one of the special things about KPFT as opposed to KUHF, for example, because KUHF they never air PSAs for nonprofit organizations. At least I don't remember them. You know, it's ones maybe they think of and that they have some sort of relationship with. But KPFT has always been willing to run PSAs. It's been hard to get them on the air than a few that people have recorded themselves and they never got played in the last year, is my understanding. But the other problem is that there haven't been very many live events for people to, even online events for, you know, to promote on the air. Hopefully that will change now that the pandemic is getting more under control and there's more live events. But I agree with you, David. The PSA should be free, and, you know, we should encourage nonprofit organizations to submit the information. We used to have a form on the website even where people could provide the information that would kind of cue them into, you know, what information do we need for a PSA about an event.
Thank you, Bill. Okay, anybody else?
Ted?
Okay, you're last on the stack here, Ted. Go ahead. Thank you for your patience.
Thank you. David, I have a bunch of things, and I would like to know that you are taking notes so that I can knock these things out and you can respond to them at the end. Are you writing down what people are asking?
I'm taking questions one at a time, Ted. I'm at the transmitter, so I can't exactly write something down, but I'll answer your questions.
Okay. I'm looking at the revenue line 8. It shows that listener support dropped from about $991,000 in 2014, $617,000 last year. We were told at the beginning of this conversation that this is a work in progress. How can we collaborate with you to try to reverse this trend to generate more listener support?
Number one, patience. Number two, we have put in place all the things that were failure points for the station, and we've cleared the failure points out. The biggest thing that we can do at this point is use the different avenues that we have, which is number one, use the volunteers on air, use our website, which is now revamped, looks amazing. We can do so much more with it now than we've ever been able to do before. It has a full social media page on it, so we can post to Facebook, we can post to Twitter, we can post to Instagram. We can reach out to people in ways that we've never been able to reach out before. And I know that we've been pulling in a lot of money, or a decent amount of money, from people that have been doing donations and pledges on Facebook. So I would say that because with the building and the situation that it is, and us not being able to get people in, let's use the avenues that we actually have, which is reaching out to people that we know personally, reaching out through Facebook, reaching out through Twitter, using our website, and trying to do the best that we can until we're in a better situation where we can do even more, and we can do the gatherings, and we can show up at locations, and, you know, but that's what I would suggest is let's use what's available to us now that we haven't been using.
Okay, in last month in the agenda for that meeting, one of the items under KPFT management was current status of 419 Lovett, rehabilitation status and costs. You say that we can't get into the building. We all know that. What's the status so that we can move forward?
Well, the status right now is that the report that I gave to you all as the LSB has been now taken to the national board level. So they are trying to determine what is the best way to go. And so, in fact, this morning, I had a whole plumbing team that met me at 7:30 this morning to go through the building to find out how we can fix even something as simple as the water. And they did a pressure test, and every major pipe in every major wall has leaks in it.
Okay.
The water heater is still missing. And so they had charged us a pretty decent amount just to get that far. So, but that was at the request of Lydia and the National Board for me to go in there and find out what it's going to cost to do that. I have given her the report stating that we do have major leaks and that we do have issues with the water heater situation, because even putting in something as simple as a water heater has to have approval. We have to get permits from the city of Houston. And if we have the city of Houston come out, then they're going to go up our pole about the electrical. They're going to go up us about the water. They're going to go up about a whole bunch of things. And so we're at a tipping point. You know, so I had to turn it back over to the national board and just tell them, this is what they've said. This is what, you know, do you want to spend money on this? Do you not? And I'm waiting on an answer.
Okay, my last question.
Adriana.
I'm looking at...
I got you, Adriana.
I'm looking at line 9 under revenue. And it says mail fund drive, and going all the way back to 2014, it shows zeros all the way across. Lower in terms of expenses, we see something about postage. I received a solicitation letter last week. I don't know whether or not the postage for that and the photocopying was worth the paper it was printed on. I'm supposed to vote on a budget that shows me no revenue for mail fund drive, but expenses for postage. What I'm guessing is that this budget I'm looking at is leaving me and everybody else on this board in the dark. What can you tell me about mail fund drive revenue? And by the way, I don't think that the letter that went out was anywhere near as effective as it could have been. It was on one side of a sheet of paper. The other side was blank, and it didn't even have a programming grid on it. So what can you tell me about the mail fund drive?
So all mail income, anything that comes through the mail is listener support. That line, why that's there, I have no idea. I don't make the budget template. The National Board does. Any money that comes through our door that is not major donor, car, corporate match, or anything special goes into listener support, okay? So if you give to the money for the paper, the piece of paper that you said was, I guess, worthless, then it will come in and go to listener support. Yes, postages and subscriptions pays for that. Now, if you know anything about mail outs, they'll tell you, when Robin gets these produced, this is done by a professional company. They know that if you have too much information on that page, you're going to lose the attention of the person reading it. That's why most of our documents only are on the front page.
I would say to you, I would say in response that we need to see whether or not the revenue that we bring in under mail fund drive is worth the effort. And to have that as a zero because apparently you, Markeisha, have chosen to cobble it all together under listener support, that's not adequate. It doesn't do us any good when we have to help to establish a budget. I'm done.
There's never been any money in that line ever. You can go back to 2002 when I started, and prior to that. That is not a line that we utilize. I don't know how else to tell you. I don't choose to cobble it. That is how it is. That is how accounting is done. The money that comes in is listener support. It's nothing else other than that. It is all listener support.
And membership knows the answer to that question, Ted.
Thank you, Wendy. Markeisha, thank you. And I think that point was raised in last month's meeting and the same answer given. So thank you for that. Adriana, did you have another point that you wanted to make?
Yes. Yes.
Go ahead.
David, I know that you have experience in radio, and I remember that the first one that the first one that called my attention to that was Mr. Esa Allen, and I really pay attention, and I agree that that is exactly what is happening, but I want to know what is your attitude to that. You know that we can call it Flugola, Payola, whatever you want to call her, but we know that some programs are doing that. What is your attitude, or what will be the punishment to programmers that do those kind of things? Because you know that that is money that is not going to the station. That is money sometimes that go to somebody else. Most of the programmers are not in that situation, but a lot of them are. And I can point every time, or mostly, I don't want to say which program, that's okay. But I want to know what is your attitude, if you talk to the programmers about that, and if they know that will have a punishment for them or not. Thank you.
Okay,
thank you. David, I want to remind everybody we're talking about the budget here, so let's try to stay on topic. Go ahead, David. Thank you.
No, I was trying to formulate her question. I'm not exactly sure what the question was, and I'm having a hard
what
time
will
hearing
be, her. I'm sorry. Let me try to rephrase it. What will be your punishment to programmers that use Plugola or Payola?
Oh, Plugola, Payola.
Yeah.
Okay. That's correct.
Okay, so just so everybody is clear, when I first got here and every month since, I have an email that goes out to all programmers. Number one, about profanities of any type that would be considered to be an SEC violation, okay? That's number one, because that will drive our funding down. Number two, when it comes to Plugola Payola, I have made it very clear that I know where those lines are, and I'm watching for it, because there was, when I first arrived here in January, we had a lot of folks saying, yeah, we're going to play this song thanks to our friends at Rhino Records. Well, that kind of crosses the line. So, you know, I printed out the rules of Plugola Payola, and it has since come way down. Now, what I will say is that just within the last week, I did have to suspend a program due to very explicit content. And when I mean explicit, I'm talking about it would make your grandmother blush badly. That's how bad it was. So I am on top of it, but I do not listen 24 hours a day. I try, but I can't listen to every single program every single day. So that is when I depend on the board, I depend on our listeners, I depend on our volunteers to say, I heard this, this is the date, this is the time, this is what I heard. Then I go into the archive, I can pull it, and I will take action with it as necessary. So yes, I am on top of that, because we are serving the community. And we want to make sure that our priority is them, and that the priority isn't what can I get out of this from doing this program, okay? So I am very much aware, and thank you for bringing that up. I am 100% on top of that.
Thank you, David.
Thank you. Thank you, Adriana, again.
Mr. Clear? And Mr. Chair?
Bill, yes. Bill for the sec.
Yes,
I would like, after Bill speaks, to add two items under new business, which was included in last month's Finance Committee agenda, but is not included in tonight's agenda. I would like to introduce two motions.
Thank you, Ted. Go ahead, Bill.
Well, we're almost out of time. We're supposed to end at 5 o'clock. 6 o'clock, and we need to set the next meeting date.
Is that what you wanted to say, Bill?
Yes. Yes.
Thank you. Okay.
And other things will probably have to wait until next month.
Oh, thank you, Bill.
Sandy?
Hang on. Yes?
The two items, and if we can't discuss them today, then I would like them to be next month's agenda. One is that the email that our general manager, who we have to evaluate, that goes to programmers, also come to the members of the LSB. And the second item I would like to add is that in the future, line 9 related to mail fund drive be okay. Broken down so that checks okay. that come in are set aside, set apart from money that is brought in via people are calling in and making contributions or doing it online.
Mr.
I would like
Chair.
To see expenses and the revenue on those two on line 9.
Mr. Chair, Teresa for the stack. Mr. Chair, are you there? I'm not hearing the chair. Can you hear anybody? Can you hear me?
I hear you.
We can hear you. We can hear you, yeah.
Well, until the chair comes back, let me just take control. Ted, I appreciate what you're trying
sorry.
To do.
Teresa, okay. Sorry, I got thumped back.
Okay, but I would like to respond to Ted. I think he needs to put that in writing. It's too complicated for us. He's going to have to split it up or something if we're going to vote on it or how we're going to address that. But I would like that in writing.
Thank you. I think that's a good idea. Ted, please address that to Teresa for placement on the agenda next month.
I'll send it to the entire board.
Or to the Finance Committee, if you will. Thank you. Okay. Selection of the next meeting date. What I have here is June 8th. Is everybody okay with June 8th? Let me ask Markeisha that question first.
Yes, I'm okay with that.
Okay. I'd like
about
to
the time?
4 p.m., Bill. Thank you for reminding me about what I was about to say. June 8th at 4 p.m. Okay.
Mr. Chair?
Yes?
Adriana? Can we try to make an effort to do it a little later? I don't know how many people, but some of us work. And 4 p.m. is in the middle of finish working or coming back home. Is there any way that we can do it a little later? Because maybe we can put Markeisha early, and then she will be free. And I don't know. Because, like
Chair,
I said, so difficult, and we are,
I'm open to...
we are limiting this to just not working people.
I'm open.
Exactly.
I
agree.
Okay, hold on a second now. There's another committee meeting that's about to start right now, or in a half an hour.
No.
So that when we run outreach, no?
Our development is
6:30.
6:30.
Okay,
well, 6:30. Okay, so we can run as late as 6:30, okay, without interfering with that meeting.
Some of
if
us want to eat dinner.
Later, if we move it later, we'll be unable to avoid conflict.
Well, how about a different day, Mr. Chair? Why does it have to be on a Tuesday?
Yeah.
It doesn't really have to be on a Tuesday, but we went through this exercise last time. I'm willing to do it again, June 9th.
This is Teresa.
Well,
may I
suggest? That would be a board meeting for us, an LSB meeting. How about Monday?
Right. We're not going to meet every week, I hope. And
no,
we're
meeting monthly. Hang on.
The city is opening.
Okay.
Well, Mr. Chair, the city is opening up. More people like myself are going to full-time hours. So I think to make Adriana's point, since we are volunteers, we ought to be looking at the calendar of Pacifica. Maybe you ought to take that job, look at the calendar of Pacifica, look for an evening that people will have at least 6:30 where they've taken care of their business. Everybody's not tired.
By June 7th, Monday.
How about Monday? Is that good with everybody? That will be my next words here, Bill.
Teresa, for the
Markeisha, are you good with Monday?
I can do Monday.
Monday is PNB personnel and PNB audit.
Teresa, for the stack.
Hang on, Teresa. At what time is that the audit committee?
It's not posted.
Okay. That's not very helpful. What if
Mr.
we try
Chair?
For Monday? Yes?
Mr. Chair, what if we moved this finance committee to 6:30 and moved development and outreach up to 4?
Well, we'd have to get the other committee to sign on to that, so I can't really speak for that group.
Well, I can't think of anyone at this point, that committee, who would have a problem with that.
What? I'm not hearing, Teresa.
I am suggesting that we have the Outreach and Development Committee at 4 o'clock instead of 6:30. And the chair asked if there would be a problem with that. I think that Robin would not be opposed to that. I cannot think of a committee member that would have a problem with that, but I will certainly ask them tonight if...
Chair, what's the proposed date again?
30, if our general manager and our business manager do not object to moving this until 6:30 in the evening, Central time.
We haven't even said a problem with that. But how about not having the meeting, the finance and the development committee meeting on not being
same
on the
day.
Same evening? Yeah.
Right.
So we could. So if their
well,
development is on the first Tuesday, then well we're on the second Tuesday or however.
Yeah,
I'm okay with
good.
The second Tuesday. If we're okay with the 15th, that's fine too.
Second.
Now the only caveat. The only caveat to that is. Is that Dwayne?
There's nothing scheduled on Pacifica's schedule. So if we schedule something, that means we get the date. And whoever else look at it shouldn't schedule something on top of it. But I'm looking at the calendar right now. And on the 15th, there's nothing scheduled at any time.
Okay, so Mr. Chair, what time are we suggesting for the 15th of June?
Well, so that more people can attend and not interfere with their work schedule, does anybody object to 7 p.m., 7 to 9?
I do.
Are there any other objections?
Mr. Chair,
yes,
do you want to consider...
Yeah, Nancy would like us to switch, like Teresa said. Just go ahead and have our finance committee in the evening time. And then do the development earlier. And we can
right.
do that. I mean, we can set the date. And then when we have our meeting tonight, our development and outreach meeting, we can ask everybody what time they want.
In
I've
all
got
difference.
On the 7, third Tuesday.
7, I would 7 prefer 6:30.
7 p.m. would allow a brief dinner break for people, which some folks might need. So let's go for 7 p.m.
On the first?
We'll make it on the We can do it on the 8th if that's okay with Markeisha.
Wait a minute. I didn't think you
the National
the
Finance 8th. Committee. I don't know. Let's see.
I thought you said
yeah.
the 15th, Chair.
15th is fine, too. They 15th. Both work.
Mr.
Okay.
Chair,
nothing scheduled on the 15th.
Okay, let's schedule for the 15th.
I would prefer.
Oh, please, first Tuesday, please.
Hang on. Hey, stop it. Stop it, Nancy, please. Markeisha, you have a comment?
I said I would prefer 6:30 because it's, yeah.
All right, we'll make it 6:30.
Okay.
Sandy, 6:30 would be better for me.
Excuse me, Teresa?
6:30 then on the 15th.
Okay. Mr. Chair,
is that okay?
Would you please recognize
yes.
me?
Teresa?
Go ahead.
Mr. Chair, I think we need to realize that we're talking about the third Tuesday in June, but that's because there are 5 Tuesdays in June. So are we talking about meeting on third Tuesdays moving forward?
Let's just hold that thought, because if we get closer to August, I want to be in time to address the PNB with hopefully a resolution on this budget. And the only way we're going to do that is earlier than the LSB. I want to address the LSB with this budget on that meeting in August. So the August meeting may take a different shape.
Okay, so we have agreed to, am I correct, Mr. Chair, that we've now agreed to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time on Tuesday, the 15th of June?
No, 6:30.
6:30
p.m. on the 15th.
That's correct.
Okay.
Nancy, with a question, can we do it on the first Tuesday, a month from now, instead of on the third Tuesday? Because I am busy on the third Tuesday. I have another meeting.
Well, volunteer
one month
service
from now
is difficult.
Instead of 1.5 months from now is
volunteer service.
Richard,
is difficult. The place we all
Richard,
to
the stack.
I'm inclined to stick with the date that we have. Go ahead, Richard. To hear from you.
I would like to move that we adjourn.
Well, just hold that thought. Are we good on the so I'm going ahead and I'm saying that we're going to meet on the 15th at 6 p.m. And at that meeting, what we hope to accomplish is questions on the budget that you've been given and the additional feedback that you've been given today. And we will continue our process of trying to get this budget done. There's a motion to adjourn. So
I move that we – oh, Richard –
Richard, motion to adjourn. Okay, we're in adjournment. Thank you, everybody, for your participation.